10 years ago. I majored in shopping. Uh-huh. And when's the next movie? Someone started me on the path that I'm on now by simply saying, do you deserve to kill?
For death penalty opponents, Monday, June 11th, 2001, stood out as a day of mixed emotions and mixed messages. Visible demonstrations of dissent and direct action against capital punishment in the United States were brought to the mainstream by the context which the high-profile execution of mass murderer Timothy McVeigh offered. In corporate media emanating from Terre Haute, from Oklahoma City, and from around the U.S., you could find voices of opposition and resistance to state violence, even if just for a single day, a single soundbite, a single column inch. Urbana, Illinois, Independent Media Center journalist Sandra Otten was on hand in Terre Haute, Indiana on the day of the first federal execution in 38 years. She spoke with lots of ordinary citizens, and she found a particularly articulate voice in the statements of Carolyn Gray.
I never really thought about politics in general, and I never thought about the death penalty, and I really wasn't taught to be against it. I was taught to follow. And that was, you know, a shocking revelation for me. But what was even more shocking was what I found out about the death penalty, and that every single thing that people believe about it is false. People say, why should I pay for a criminal to live in jail the rest of his life with all the amenities, et cetera? Well, first of all, whatever amenities there are there to protect the guards. In maximum security prisons, it's no walk in the park. But the cost of the death penalty is, in Florida, where I live, 6 times more expensive to kill one person than to incarcerate that person for life. $600,000, roughly, versus $3.2 million.
Carolyn Gray sees the arguments in favor of capital punishment as fundamentally fractured along racial and class lines.
How many rich people are on death row? Very few, if any. And so think about that. We're going after the death penalty for poor people who can't afford their own defense. So you and I, the taxpayer, are paying for the defense. We're paying for the prosecution. Prosecution gets an unlimited budget. Spend what you need. Get that conviction. And now they have to spend what they need to get that conviction because they've said they're going to go for it. And it costs more. A death penalty case has higher scrutiny. I mean, someone's life is on the line. They have to pay for expert witnesses. They have to pay for all kinds of things that aren't normally there in a life without parole case. So the cost is a big misconception. We're spending way more to kill than we would be to incarcerate for life. The racism thing really gets to me badly because people don't realize that if you kill a white person, regardless of what your race is, you're 4 to 11 times more likely to get the death penalty. It's clearly disparate in terms of what the race of the victim was. To me, if you're going to have the death penalty, you ought to apply it equally across the board without regard to race or class, and we obviously don't do that.
Carolyn also takes a hard look at the number of innocent people convicted and executed in the U.S. criminal justice system.
Then we're not even talking about the innocence factors. Over 95 people have been released from death row in the last 20 years alone, or 25, because enough evidence was shown to prove that they were at least innocent of the crime that they were convicted and sentenced to die for. How many innocent people is it okay for us to kill? I mean, we have an alternative. We don't have to kill people in order to protect society or punish the perpetrator. And that is the function of our government. It is not the function of our government to seek vengeance for us. And I really think we've gotten it confused. I think our politicians have made us believe that vengeance is our entitlement, and they're going to make sure we get it. And you know what? Puts a lot of them in office.
In the end, activist Carolyn Gray, speaking from outside the site of the execution of Timothy McVeigh, said that she sees herself as speaking out on behalf of what America really wants.
Really, America doesn't really want to kill. What they want is an answer. What they want is less crime. And the politicians are not giving it to them now, either because they're afraid that they'll get booted out of office if they tell the truth about the death penalty, or because they know that it's an easy ticket in. And I find that enormously cowardly. So I have to speak out about it.
With audio provided by journalist Sandra Otten, I'm Paul Kotheimer for the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center.